And this, too, will explain why his nephew, Frederick Barbarossa, his nephew and heir, who was on the Second Crusade, will eagerly take up the Third Crusade. The need to erase that family disgrace, and the fact that for the high nobility and the royal figures of Europe, that crusading was part of their family honor, tradition, and obligation. And they didn't give it up lightly, especially if an ancestor had not performed to standard. And that's a point that must be stressed continually, because it explains the importance of honor, the importance of chivalry in the code, the proper method of conduct, which really meant something to Western Europeans, certainly of the high warrior class. Conrad faced a powerful rival in the form of Duke Henry the Lion of Saxony, the leading Duke of Northern France from the Counter family, the Welf family, who was a relative of an earlier Holy Roman Emperor, Lothar II. And Henry the Lion had waged a relatively successful crusade in the Baltic. At least it hadn't met with disaster. And Henry's reputation was extremely high. And the Welf family were essentially the counter-emperors to the Hohenstaufen family, which was centered in Swabia in southern Germany in the Alpine regions. And so Conrad came back with a greatly diminished position. To some extent, the electors of Germany chose Frederick Barbarossa, who was nominated as the successor of Conrad, since he had no sons of his own, and Frederick was his closest male relative, not only because of the hereditary right, that played something to it, but the fact that that hereditary right linked the Hohenstaufen and Welf families, that Frederick Barbarossa linked several powerful royal and noble families in his person. And there was the hope that he could reconcile the differences among the leading nobility of Germany and reassert imperial rights in northern Italy, in the old Middle Kingdom areas, especially in southeastern France, sometimes known as the Kingdom of Arles, and remove the stigma of the embarrassing defeat at Dorylaeum, when many German nobles probably just, we're not sure how disastrous the defeat was at the hands of the Turks, but many German nobles just probably went home after the defeat, unimpressed by Conrad's leadership. Frederick Barbarossa himself turned out to be a brilliant diplomat and probably a able but not spectacular warrior. Crowned Holy Roman Emperor in 1154, he spent a good deal of his reign attempting to reassert imperial rights in northern and central Italy, which had long lapsed because of imperial preoccupations elsewhere. He collided head-on with one of the most adept popes of the age, Alexander III. Doesn't quite make my list of most favorite pope. He's close. It's really Innocent III for me. But Alexander gives Innocent a good run. Alexander is one of the smoothest diplomats around, who immediately appreciated that Frederick's objectives were to rebuild Hohenstaufen power through the use of both secular and ecclesiastical vassals in northern Italy tied to him, to reassert imperial control over the cities of northern Italy, which were becoming increasingly independent and styling themselves as communes. Many of these cities actually wanted charters. That is, they wanted to be made independent of bishops in many instances, or in some cases from secular princes who lived in the countryside in their manors. They wanted rights and charters of their, and to revive old notions of Roman civic institutions. And this was a development in northern Italy that owed a good deal of it to the remarkable increase in trade that resulted in the first 50 or 60 years after the First Crusade. The Italian cities in Lombardy, in the Po Valley, to a lesser extent in Tuscany, all wanted to emulate the examples of Genoa and Venice, and that is to acquire a measure of independence. So the inland cities, which were the first points that commerce coming out of Venice and Genoa would stop before they would cross the Alpine passes to reach the routes of the Rhineland. Those cities in particular were clamoring for those rights. That, in addition to Frederick's own problems with Alexander, led to a very long and desultory war in northern Italy. It climaxed at the Battle of Legnano in 1176, where Frederick was defeated in an embarrassing battle where a city militia, armed with a rather nasty new weapon, a pike, particularly long spear, revival of the old phalanx of the Macedonian era, was able to overawe German and Lombard and Northern Italian cavalry and win the day.